With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The cleanup continues after a massive winter storm dumped snow, sleet, and ice across much of the southern part of the country and the eastern U.S. over the weekend. In Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves said it was the worst ice storm he's seen since 1994.
We have laid more precautionary stuff on the roads to get prepared for this than we have in any storm in the history of our state.
Some are making the best of a bad situation. At the Philadelphia Art Museum, father and son Cal and Aaron Kripke took advantage of a no school day to sled down the steps made famous by the 1976 film Rocky.
My dad told me that this is a bucket list activity. I've never done it before, so I came out and did it.
It's a checklist item. Every Philly kid has to do it. At least once.
In the meantime, the Arctic air is spreading in behind the storm, and some communities in New York saw record-breaking sub-zero temperatures. President Trump is calling on Democrat Minnesota officials to cooperate with the feds and stop stoking what he calls the flames of division, chaos, and violence.
On social media, the president called on the Minnesota governor, Minneapolis mayor, and, quote, every Democrat governor and mayor in the United States of America to cease their sanctuary policies and partner with the federal government on enforcement of immigration laws.
President Trump plans to rack up the frequent flyer miles in 2026.
After doing very little domestic travel during his first year in office, Donald Trump will be revving up Air Force One more often this year. And it has everything to do with politics. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles told reporters that the president will travel on a weekly basis and speak to voters as Republicans try and hold their majorities in Congress. The president visits Iowa on Tuesday for a speech on the economy and energy.
That is Greg Clugston reporting, and this is SRN News. The center of global religious persecution appears to be shifting.
Open Doors U.S. puts out an annual list of the places where it is most dangerous to be a Christian, and in decades past, it used to be the Middle East, plain and simple. But over the past 10 years or so, sub-Saharan Africa has become a growing problem. Checking the 2026 World Watch List reveals that 7 of the top 20 worst countries for Christians are in Africa versus 6 that are in the Middle East. Muslim terrorism is the problem in all of them. Michael Harrington reporting.
The UN World Food Program says more than a million people in northeastern Nigeria could lose access to emergency food and nutrition aid within weeks unless funding is secured. As violence and hunger surge in that region, northern Nigeria is beset by two Muslim terrorist organizations which have been preying on Christians and trying to destabilize the entire region. This is SRN News. 7 people are dead after the FAA says a private aircraft with 8 people on board crashed on takeoff from a main airport. Something had happened over the weekend, and we get more details on the ongoing investigation from Julie Walker.
An audio recording from liveatc.net indicates the private jet crashing and flipping over at Maine's Bangor International Airport soon after takeoff.
We have a passenger aircraft upside down.
The FAA says 7 people were killed. A crew member did survive with serious injuries in that crash of the Bombardier Challenger 600 during Sunday's snowstorm around 7:45 p.m., Airport Director Jose Saavedra.
We had crews on site to address the weather event that we had.
The Bangor Airport was shut down after the crash. The NTSB is investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.